This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Illinois Republican Party Chairman Pat Brady. It's primary day in the land of Lincoln, with both primaries for the U.S. Senate seat, once held by President Obama, as well as the governor's office, once held by the disgraced Rod Blagojevich. And Mr. Brady, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, good to be here.
What we've seen from recent statewide elections at the end of 2009, as well as Massachusetts in early part of this year, that right now your party seems to be enjoying a little bit of a resurgence. Do you think that's more because of dissatisfaction with the Democrats, or because that people are embracing your party more?
I think it's more a dissatisfaction with the Democrats, what they've done in the last, you know, several months with the out-of-control spending and the healthcare fiasco. We do have some momentum. I think a lot of momentum. I think Illinois is next on the hit list, but we're going to have to articulate to our base and then the independents what we're going to do differently and how we're going to turn both the state around and the country.
What have you noticed among the people of Illinois, whether it's with the Blagojevich scandal or perhaps what's happening here in Washington? Are you sensing that same dissatisfaction, and how do you go after it in the president's home state?
Well, I think, and that's a good point. I think in Illinois, we have much more dissatisfaction both locally and nationally than they had in Massachusetts with the current state of the government. We've endured 8 years of single-party Democrat rule. We're right behind California going off the financial cliff, you know, 48th in education. We lost 190,000 jobs last year just in the city since the president has been in office. So we have all these issues locally. And then the overlay there is what they're doing at the national level. And, you know, days like yesterday where we see almost $1.6 trillion budget deficit, this massive budget that the Obama administration is pursuing. I mean, all those things factor into it. But again, we have a wind at our back, but we have a ways to go to tell the voters what we're going to do differently.
Obviously, Blagojevich is no longer in office. Mr. Quinn is there, but he's got a pretty competitive primary today. Do you get the sense that voters are mostly dissatisfied with the scandal that he was part of, or are they taking it out on the Democratic Party as a whole?
They're taking it out on the Democrat Party as a whole. The scandal is always there, and it's terrible, and it's an embarrassment to the state as a whole. But what has happened here in Illinois is the Democrats have controlled everything, and they've proven to be, to be frank, completely incompetent in managing the state, an abject failure of leadership. And now Pat Quinn's been in for a year. There's been one mistake after another, including letting prisoners out early to try to save money. Some of these guys, you know, are back on the streets and have committed some pretty heinous crimes. So he's got that around his neck right now. And he's got a tough primary, but he's running against another guy who is the product of the 19th Ward political machine. It'll be status quo if we get Dan Hines. And Dan Hines had his own issues. He oversaw the Burroak Cemetery tragedy that you may or may not have read about.
Absolutely.
I mean, these are the kind of people that the Democrats have put up. It's just the same old stuff, and I think that's where our opportunity lies, and that we need to, again, solidify our base, but appeal to those disaffected Democrats and independents who are really angry and bring them in and convince them that they should vote for the Republicans.
Mr. Brady, you mentioned, obviously, the scandal, and America knows about the Blagojevich scandal, but do you believe that the voters of Illinois are ready to go back to Republicans because, of course, the Republican governor right before Rod Blagojevich wound up in prison for actions committed while in office?
You know what? You're absolutely right, but we have accepted responsibility, and we have long ago, and we've recognized our mistakes, and we paid for it dearly. I mean, that's what caused us all the problems we have now insofar as our lack of political standing. But the Democrats haven't done the same thing. And that's evidenced by the people they're supporting this time around. For example, Alexei Giannoulis, who will likely be their Senate nominee, is supported by the same people that supported Rod Blagojevich. Pat Quinn and Dan Hines, on either side of it, supported by the same people that supported Rod Blagojevich. All the way down the line from, to the Speaker, who served as Speaker of the House, Michael Madigan, who served as campaign co-chairman for Rod Blagojevich. So we've accepted responsibility and are trying to move on. The Democrats just want to see if they can, get this through and maintain the status quo and maintain the power that they've had the last 8 years.
Mr. Brady, for national Republicans, the term Chicago-style politics has kind of become a pejorative as they describe some of the tactics that the president's administration has used as they see it. Do you get the sense that the Illinois voters are also disgusted with the Chicago-style politics, and how are they expressing that?
Yeah, and they are, and I think they're going to express it at the ballot box in November. But what we've seen on a national level, we've, with some of the trade-offs that the Democrats have made, particularly in the health care and even with GM and the unions and those things. That's typical Chicago politics. Demonize everyone and then, you know, use the straw man like the president has done. And we've seen that for years. And that's what I think is creating a lot of problems for the Obama administration. It doesn't work. You know, it works here for a while, and then I think people are fed up with it. But nationally, I think people just don't like it at all.
Let's talk briefly about your candidates. I know as the primary goes on that you're not endorsing until those voters make up their minds. But it looks as though Mark Kirk will be the Senate nominee. Many say he's got a decent shot of picking up this seat in the fall, especially with the Democrats not getting their preferred candidate in the race. Why do you believe Mark Kirk would be a good senator?
Because he's a proven winner for the Republicans. His district, his congressional district, now the 10th congressional district, President Obama won that district in 2008 with 61% of the vote. Mark Kirk had a very tough opponent, and he won his district, that same district that Obama won by 61%. Kirk won by 10%. So he's a proven winner in the state of Illinois. He's a proven fundraiser. He's a prolific campaigner. He's great. He's a national security expert, and he's a fiscal conservative. So all the things that we need to put into the formula to have a winner, I think Mark Kirk encompasses all that. So we're confident with that. Plus, like you mentioned, the Democrats are putting up their fourth choice. They went from Bill Daley to Lisa Madigan to Tom Dart. Now they have Alexi, who's going to limp across the finish line tonight, I think, and then he's going to have a lot of baggage, including his family-run bank that's probably going to implode sometime this summer. He's got the baggage of the losses with the Bright Start Fund, which is a children's education fund here that he managed while he was treasurer, $150 million losses there. And you know, he was the banker to Tony Oresco, the guy that was tied in with Robert Goyvich.
Quick follow-up, do you think conservatives are going to be okay with Mark Kirk, especially social conservatives?
We've got some work to do, and he knows that. But I think the issues that people are concerned with this year, even aside from the social issues, are I just lost my job. I mean, those are family value issues. So I think the economy is going to trump, and job loss is going to trump a lot of the social issues on even social conservatives' minds. I think that they want to get the state back on track so they can, you know, take care of their families.
And finally, in the governor's race, is there a clear-cut favorite in today's primary, and how do you think he'll stack up against what you believe is a weakened nominee, no matter who wins on the Democratic side?
Yeah, we have a very tight primary, and I really don't have any idea. It's snowing here up north, so I don't know what that's going to do to turnout. I voted this morning, and turnout was light, so I really don't know who our nominee will be. I do believe the Democrats are going to put up a fairly weak candidate, but more importantly, I've watched our candidates' campaign versus theirs. Our candidates are talking about, you know, fiscal issues, how to get the state back in good shape fiscally. They're talking about ethics. They're talking about job creation. They're talking about improving our education system, which is abysmal here in the state. Whereas if you watch the Democrat debates, it's more of, okay, we recognize there are tough times, but am I still going to get mine? So I think our candidates have more fully articulated a message that the voters are going to be drawn to versus the Democrats, which is the, you know, status quo, you know, the patronage machine, the handout machine that is, you know, Illinois politics is famous for.
Well, Mr. Brady, these two seats will be among those most closely watched come November, to be sure. Thank you very much for your time today, sir.
You're welcome.
Pat Brady is chairman of the Illinois Republican Party. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.